I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, 7 million Venezuelans turned out for an unsanctioned mock referendum vote. Pollsters voiced whether or not they thought President Maduro should be allowed to rewrite the Constitution, and the majority voted no. We spoke with Annabel Torrealba of Transworld Radio, and she explains.
The opposition thinks that behind the idea of President Maduro to create the new Constituent Assembly is to dissolve state institutions, including the National Assembly.
As Venezuela struggles with ongoing chaos, the church is on its knees.
I think we should pray for wisdom for our governors. We should pray for the churches in Venezuela to keep preaching the gospel.
And you don't have to be a farmer to be amazed by this next story. John Muehlhausen, a missionary with World Gospel Mission, focuses on transformation projects in Uganda. When he heard about farming God's way, a method that draws from the way that plants prosper in nature, he asked his friend Simon to check it out. Now, Simon was intrigued, but also skeptical. So he tested it on his quarter-acre field. And here's what happened.
He harvested almost double from the quarter acre than they harvested from the full acre they had done traditionally, probably about a 6 to 7-fold increase in yield, which is just amazing.
Today, Simon's crops are prospering, and so is his faith. Furthermore, the biblical principles behind this method have become a launching point for sharing the gospel with the community. Get the full story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons along with the stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.